Welcome to CME on ReachMD. This episode is part of our Minute CME curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
Hello, this is CME on ReachMD. I'm Dr. Ahmed Obaidat. Joining me today is Dr. Mark Friedman. Mark, how can we preserve brain health in multiple sclerosis? A big question.
Yes, it is. But what it really points to is the patient has more than just the disease that's attacking the brain. There's this overall concept of brain health. And it's something that is, you know, very vital to the benefit of treatment in MS as a whole. I'm up in Canada. One of my colleagues in Canada has really done a lot of work in this regard, and she has published studies where we've looked at things such as comorbidities. And we knew that comorbidities, things like hypertension and respiratory disease and diabetes, and all of these things may impact MS. But in fact, her studies have shown that it does impact MS. Not only does it make MS faster in terms of progression, there are more even relapses in these patients who have more comorbidities that are untreated. But you know, not only that, but the medicines that we're using are not as effective in these individuals. So if we don't just look, if we look just at the MS, we're missing a lot about the patient. And there's a lot of other things we can do for them. So you have to address these comorbidities. It's not something that our neurology field teaches us about, but their ability to, you know, get them to stop smoking and control their blood pressure and lose weight, because obesity is another factor that comes in there. Many of these things need to be addressed. You need to partner with perhaps other colleagues, internists, certainly the family practice physician who's going to be looking after them, to address these. This is not incumbent on us as the neurologist to address all of that. But in general, all of that with MS is affecting brain health as a whole. And dealing with this holistically as best as we can with our colleagues is probably going to be able to reduce the morbidity and slow progression of the disease in these individuals.
Yeah, excellent points. You know, these are things that we can talk to patients about, we can educate, but that's also something that we educate the whole community, right? You know, whether MS or not, about the importance of preserving brain health. You know, you touched on diet. And one of the things that people ask me in clinic all the time is, what is the best diet for MS? And I always say, well, eating healthy, whatever the best diet for your brain is the best diet for your heart in a way, right? You know, if you're for your overall health. So I don't typically recommend a specific diet. I'm a little bit biased because I'm Mediterranean, Middle Eastern. So I actually tell them Mediterranean diet is a good one because I like it. But, you know, any healthy diet is something that people can adopt. And of course, stopping smoking, you know, limiting alcohol intake and managing comorbidities, as you mentioned, is a very, very, very important thing. You know, if they come in clinic and a blood pressure is, you know, 180 over 100, right? You know, that's a problem. Like, oh, we need to take care of that, right? And this is where we talk to the primary care colleagues in trying to optimize all these functions surrounding the brain, because the brain is a very sensitive organ to how the environment of the body is. And I think this is great points that you're bringing, and exercise and even wellness, just, you know, feeling well and not stressing much about the disease is another thing that I tell my patients.
So mental health, depression, that sort of thing can play a role. So preserving brain health is also brings into the concept of preserving reserve. And as we age and the disease goes on, you call upon your ability to have that reserve function in the brain. And all these things early on, they eat away at your reserve. And you lose that capacity as you get older to be able to compensate. And so it's very important to stress to individuals, it's not about today, but what you're doing today is preserving that for the future so that you can, you know, call upon that reserve and it'll be there for you 10, 20, 30 years down the road.
Yeah, I agree, you know, kind of preserving the brain reserve. And I think this is a great concept. All of us should be thinking about it for our lives. So this has been a great discussion. That's all the time we have. But thank you to our listener for tuning in. And thank you so much, Dr. Friedman, for all the advice you gave us.
Thanks, Ahmed.
You've been listening to CME on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Agile, and is part of our Minute CME curriculum. To receive your free CME credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/agile. Thank you for listening.